The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Ciara Doherty sitting in for Pat today. Well, Dublin city dwellers walk past it almost every day. Workers and tourists orientate themselves by its geography. But how many of us here in the capital can say we've been in the Liffey or even contemplated jumping in for a quick dip? I have to say, never thought it looked too appealing, but we now have a new public water sports centre and they are hoping to turn the river's lonely tide and get more Dubliners sailing, kayaking and even water cycling. Equipped with a life jacket, News Talk's Sarah Madden reports.
Just in front of the CHQ building, looking out on the Jeannie Johnson, is an impressive new development in Dublin City that hopes to bring new life to the Liffey.
So we really want to create a community hub where people can come together and make connections with the water, with the city. It'll be for all levels and all ages.
Clodagh Kilmurry is the CEO of Swan Leisure, the group that will operate Dublin's first public water sports centre.
So it's not elitist. Sometimes people have an impression of water sports, particularly sailing, that it might be an elite sport that's just for people who have access to that. But that's not what this is about. And we're particularly looking to reach out to people who feel that there's barriers to water sports. For example, maybe that could be financial, it could be a disability, and they're the people that we want to cater for, so that the river is for everybody.
The centre opened this week in what's being called a soft opening, but after a few months of trial and development, it will officially launch next spring.
So at the moment, we're meeting with different groups and we're trialling different activities to see what works for them. And we're going to make bespoke programmes that will cater for different groups. And the different types of sports that we will have will include things like canoeing, kayaking, paddling. We have traditional curraghs that we're trialling that would hold maybe about 10 people on them. We'll be trialling powerboats, hydro bikes, catacanoes. So we really want to make sure there's something for everyone, no matter what your age or ability.
The new state-of-the-art building, complete with changing facilities and training rooms, is just part of Dublin City Council's Quayside project, a €23 million development that includes a new rescue pontoon space for Dublin Fire Brigade's Water Rescue Service and the Irish Underwater Search and Recovery Unit, and new office space for the Docklands Agency.
Yes is the short answer. I think it is good value for money. I think the full value will be experienced or understood in years to come when we have more people out on the Liffey.
Ray McAdam is the Lord Mayor of Dublin and he says the project is a milestone in the ongoing transformation of the capital's Docklands.
So this has been a project that has been in the offing within Dublin City Council for a number of years. Initially, it had been tied to the proposals for a whitewater rafting in George's Dock. When the whitewater rafting element was pulled, we proceeded with the new Dockland Centre and the Water Sports Centre along the Liffey. So it's all part of our efforts to animate the Liffey. And what we're trying to do in Dublin City Council and as Lord Mayor, I'm determined to see it happen, is that we animate the River Liffey more so that people engage with the Liffey more, they use it more. And that's why with the extended pontoons, the new boardwalks, it'll actually be a much more inviting facility to encourage and incentivise Dubliners to, to utilise and to harness the River Liffey that is at their doorstep. So what we're looking at across the coming year is launching a festival of the Liffey, tying in with the Liffey swim. Like, there were so many men and women who got into the Liffey there a couple of weeks back, and fair play to them now. They did an awful lot. They were a lot braver than I was. But what we're looking to do as part of this harnessing and animating the River Liffey is to have a festival of the water, celebrate the history and the activity that takes place on the River Liffey. The River Liffey is a central part of Dublin's story. It has been our trading water river. It has been our link with the wider world. So it is important sort of to remind Dubliners of that history, but then look to the future. And that's what the Festival of the Liffey will be all about.
There's a point up on Misery Hill, when you go by Misery Hill, and it was a leper colony. And we used to, in Viking times, like put people on that section of the land. And that's apparently where that phrase, "I wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot barge pole," came from, allegedly. So there's just so much history wrapped up in the Liffey. And I think it's really exciting understanding all of that and then imagining how it could be used more in the future. So my name is Grace Darcy, and I'm the Engagement Programme Manager of a project called the Academy of the Near Future, which is in partnership between Dublin City Council and the Connect Research Centre in Trinity College Dublin.
While the Water Sports Centre will cater to all ages and abilities, youth groups, schools and sports clubs are being particularly engaged with during this setup phase. Grace's group was invited to this week's soft launch.
So yeah, in my project with young people, I get to work with them on looking at the city, looking at what the problems are in the city and getting them to reimagine and design solutions for the city that they want to live in. So on Tuesday, it was so exciting to be out on the water with them for the launch of the Water Centre. We were out in kayaks, in curraghs, there was water bike. Oh my gosh, it was just so much fun. I found it a real kind of connection point. Like, we were going up and down the Liffey, like everyone was waving at us. If I was walking around the city centre and if I just waved at people on the street, I'd be a weirdo. But there's something about when you're in a boat, everyone waves back at you. So that was so fun. We were singing like row, row, row the boat going up and down the river. So there was just this sense of like excitement and joy. The sun was shining. It was just fantastic. One of the main things that they always tell me when we go through our programme is there's not enough things to do in the city for young people. There's not enough spaces for them to go. So to be able to invite them back and to show them the launch of the centre and for them to be involved in that was just really nice, that they kind of saw the response that there is things to do in the city and that it's we're getting there, we're making moves.
The future of the dry dock just behind the Water Sports Centre and beside the CHQ building has yet to be decided. But under discussion are proposals to redevelop the area into a lido, or outdoor swimming area.
So we're sitting here at George's Dock, which is a derelict site, a 1 hectare site in the city centre, right beside the IFSC and the Liffey. And it's been lying empty here for you know, nearly 10 years.
Patrick Earls is one of the founders of the Dublin City Lido campaign.
About 5 years ago, we proposed that a great idea, a great use of this rare public site would be a public swimming facility, essentially, known as a Lido. This space is designated for water-based use, so you can't put anything here. You can't build housing, you can't build hospitals. It's a protected structure. It must be used for a water-based activity. So like an outdoor swimming pool seems ideal, and there aren't that many other kind of suitable uses. So that's what it's all about. That's what Dublin City Lido campaign is all about. You can see how busy the area is. We're beside loads of transport networks. There's huge footfall coming in from all the offices around the IFSC and the city centre. We've got Connolly Station there. We've got the Lewis there. We've got bus routes coming up along the quays, cycle tracks. So it's really accessible for a huge amount of people as well, which is one of the strengths of the site. Primarily, there'll be a big pool, okay? We think a 50-metre pool, okay? Heated all year round, okay? There'll be lane swimming for, you know, competitive swimmers, but there'll also be space dedicated for less experienced swimmers, okay? So people who don't feel confident in the water could use it, learn to swim. We also proposing the idea of a learner pool for kids as well, a smaller pool, heated even a little bit more to allow kids to learn to swim in a more comfortable environment. There could easily be, in these facilities, they work very well abroad in the UK and Scandinavia, scope for cafes, even a restaurant we have included in our image here with people eating alongside Lido. Plunge pool, we think a sauna would work very well here, and that's what we've proposed as well. And
any room for a bar?
Any room for a bar? Always room for a bar. Yeah, yeah. If the licensing authorities permit, I suppose there's a great synergy between the Water Sports Centre and our concept, in the sense that you can't really go out in the Liffey and, you know, do water sports unless you can swim. So we feel that, like, you know, they're complementary. There's clearly a hub of sports activity starting off here. I think the Lido would really be a great addition, along with the CHQ there. There's a food market going in there soon. So it could really just regenerate the area in a really positive way, offer something to, you know, to locals, you know, the Sheriff Street community, there's disadvantaged areas around here, you know, have a positive effect on local established communities, on newer communities in the apartments, office workers, and all Dubliners, really. That's the idea.
Across the road at the centre itself, it's time to get out on the water. Clodagh and I take a spin in a speedboat.
We're just coming past Custom House here now on the Liffey. It's a very different way of seeing the city.
isn't it? And what I've really noticed about it spending time here is that when you come down onto the water, you don't hear all the hustle and bustle of the streets. It's really calming. Like, even if you listen to that sound of the waves, it's beautiful, isn't it?
It is.
So
actually,
it really kind of highlights the wellness element to it. And then if you combine that with something, for example, like either paddling, rowing, you're getting the physical element as well.
Okay, there's going to be people listening to this thinking that the Liffey is far too dirty, far too solid to be jumping into. What do you say to that?
So for water sports, they're generally on the water as opposed to in the water. And as you can see now, we're completely stable. There's no fear of being in the water. So there's going to be something for everybody. But there's been three races here over the summer. We've had two with Leinster Open swimming, and we've had the Swim Ireland one. They had over 300 people in those races who got in and really enjoyed it. So there's something if people want to be in the water or if they want to be on it.
What about the safety element? If we do have more people using the Liffey for activities, more people engaging in water sports of one kind or another, will we need to have Liffey lifeguards too?
I don't think we'll need Liffey lifeguards, but I know it's something that the council are conscious of at the moment. Everybody who's working and enjoying the Liffey is keeping close connections, so we're all aware of what everybody's doing and trying to complement it. The Liffey is tidal, so everything doesn't work at the same time on the same day, but we can predict that. So we'll have a calendar of, for example, this Saturday it's a canoe festival, next weekend it's kayaking for beginners. But there could be a time where there will need to be like a traffic light system. It's what they do in some other cities, if it gets to that point that there's a considerable increase in traffic on the Liffey.
Do you know what? It would be lovely if we'd brought a few sandwiches with us.
You know what? That honestly will be one of the nicest things, taking a trip up to Island Bridge. There's a beautiful place that you can get out there, have a picnic. How nice would it be to make the effort, get the physical benefit of, for example, canoeing all the way out to Dunleary, having your lunch on the pier in Hartley's, coming back. It'll be a really nice way to spend a day.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.